Yo.
Hello.
Jalen, what's up, man?
What's up, brother?
All right. Yeah, got my man Jalen Robinson on the Barber Sites podcast.
What's up, Alex?
Just started. I thought Damo was going to get on, but I don't know what happened. We're going to keep the show going. So, everyone just listening, all the listeners out there, I got my man Jalen Robinson. Jalen, man, say something to the people, man. Let them know what's up, man.
What's up, everyone? You know who it is. You know, Jalen Robinson. It's just nice to be on here with Barber Sites.
That's right, that's right. For those of y'all that don't know, you know what I'm saying? My man Jalen is a professional soccer player. I mean, some of you may call it football, but here in America, we call it soccer. You know what I'm saying? My man played for DC United, and he do his thing. I met Jalen probably, how long ago, Jalen? Probably like 3-4 years ago?
Yeah, about 3 years ago. Yes, sir.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, man. And, you know what I'm saying? He came through off a referral, and ever since, you know, when he come through, I slice him. I blaze him, man. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
We just we had great conversations, man, and I'm gonna just get right into it, Jalen, man.
Okay.
So I'm gonna say a little something, and then I'm gonna just let you take over, man, and say what you gotta say or whatever.
Okay.
So you know, a lot of people don't know, but you're originally from Maryland, right?
Yeah, I'm from Baltimore.
Oh, he's from Baltimore. All right, see, I didn't even know that. I knew you was from Maryland, but I didn't know you was from Baltimore. I actually thought you was from Silver Spring.
Nah, I'm from Baltimore.
Okay, okay. Yeah, he's from Baltimore. And I know you went to school in North Carolina.
I went to college at Wake Forest.
Yeah, the University of Wake Forest. That's what's up, man. So how long have you been a professional athlete, man?
I've been a professional since 2014, so 6 years now.
Okay, okay, okay. That's what's up, man. So, how important is it for you to be sized or have a blazing haircut when you're out there on the field and you're in front of the camera and all that?
I mean, you know it's important because there's people in front of you. Everybody's watching. You can't be out here with the crusty cut. I mean, because people photos, you know what I'm saying? People talk. But you always got to be looking your best because when you look good, you play good, right?
Right, that's what they say, man. You look good, you feel good.
Yes, sir.
So yeah. So have you ever got caught slipping? Like, it's been a day where you wasn't able to come see me. Or by the way, he used to go see Damo too. So that's how we do it. That's how me and Damo do it, man. You know, Barber Sites, we're a family, man, and we extend our brand from Maryland to North Carolina, from North Carolina back to Maryland, man. So Jalen was able to go out there and see Damo as well. So. Was it ever a time where you know what I'm saying, you ain't have a chance to even come see me or go see Damo and get a cut?
Yeah.
It's like, damn, I had to rough it out for a second.
Yeah, so I don't know if you remember when I had those braids with the fade on the side, I had to take them out because I was going to come get it cut off.
But okay.
I couldn't make it that night, so I went to train the next day, and my hair was all messed up. Oh, man, it was all messed up. Everybody was giving me crap for it, so that was that one time they called me lacking.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Well, you know, hey, man, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I'm going to let you break the news to the people, man. You know what I'm saying? Recently, my man Jalen, I'm going to let you go ahead and do your thing, Jay. You tell them, man.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I was saying, oh, my bad. Now, I was saying, I'm going to let you break the news to the people that you're supposed to be leaving D.C.
Oh, about leaving D.C.?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, everybody has a contract. You know how professional sports work. You can be here one day and then at a new city whenever the trade window opens up. But I guess it had been a long time coming. I've been here since 2014. I really didn't get a shot until 2016, for real. I mean, I had my chances here and there.
Right.
My first real chance came in 2016. I came on the scene and killed it. But, you know, managers or coaches, they all have, you know, players they prefer. And there's a lot of other factors that come into it.
Right.
Money and all that stuff. And then sometimes right. stuff outside of, you know, the 11 for certain reasons that they don't have to justify to you. You just know you're not in the 18. But so for me, it was always a constant battle of trying to find my way in the 11. But I could never on a consistent basis, you know, because Coach has his guys. But he kept giving me feedback to always, you know, perform at this part or to work on this and work on that. And each offseason, I would work on it.
Right.
But then I think it came a time where he, you know, started to realize, like, maybe center back wasn't my position. Maybe outside back was. So then he switched my position to outside back, and it didn't really give me too many more shots at center back. And I had to, you know, not natural right back.
Right.
It's hard to transition, especially from center back to outside back. But I think, you know, when I was asked to go in, I did what I had to do to keep on moving forward and to keep on helping the team get results.
Right.
But also when you don't know a position, you definitely have to go through learning curves. So he would play me there one game and then take me out. And then, you know, it was always a constant battle getting playing time and consistent playing time. And I think when you've been at a club for so long, the coach almost looks over you and
right.
starts to devalue you, not because you're a bad player, just because he only can see the bad side of you sometimes, not the good side, or see the youth in you and not how you've grown.
Right.
But for me, I think, you know, just staying positive. Every time I was given a chance, I was, you know, give my all, you know, because, you know, what I was taught at Wake was to always earn the jersey. Day in and
right.
day, earn the jersey. And whether that philosophy was kept at this club, you know, I don't necessarily think it was true, but no matter what, I tried to earn the jersey, earn the right to play.
And, right.
Because I wasn't just playing for myself. I was playing for the team. I was playing for the city. And, you know, it's heartbreaking. It's kind of like a bittersweet thing. You know, I'm ready to try somewhere else. But I think it was time to get out of the city and go somewhere else and prove my worth and prove to the coaches here that, you know, I'm a baller and almost did what Nicky D did when he went to Toronto. He's proven to everybody that, you know, that it just goes to show that coaches don't know everything.
And, right.
Somebody is going to like your specific talent, and then maybe if you get unlucky, or I get unlucky and I find another coach that just doesn't like my style of play. But, So I think no matter what, things aren't going your way, you just got to keep on grinding. That's what I did. I'm just excited for what's next.
Right. That's what's up, man. And I can relate to that a little bit, man, because, like, when I be cutting hair, man, and, you know what I'm saying, I give it my all. And, you know what I'm saying, my whole thing is to slice every client. And sometimes I feel like I gave it 121%. And, you know, the client might not still like it for whatever reason, you know.
For sure.
But I don't let that get me down. I just, you know, move on to the next client and get that client the same thing I gave the other client for is my effort. And so I get what you're saying, man.
Yeah.
But, hey, Jalen, man, I know something big and better waiting for you, bro.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it, bro. I know it's right there, too.
Yeah, man, definitely, definitely, man. Definitely it is. Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
What advice would you give, like, young people that's pursuing, you know what I'm saying, their dreams and wanting to become a professional athlete? What's some advice you would give to them?
I guess there's a few things. I mean, it's just not for soccer, it's for everything, you know. There's right. there's gonna come a time in your lives where, you know, maybe things aren't going right, or you've been told you're not good enough, you've been told you're too small, or you're too slow, or this and that. But I think you have to continue to dig deep down, and if you love something, you continue to go for it. You don't derail you from your dreams, and no matter what, there's always going to be people talking about, you're not this, you're not that, but be the best at whatever you do. And whenever you are given a chance, you give your 110%.
Right.
Because, you know, effort will always outshine talent.
Right, definitely. Right about that.
And as long as you continue to give your effort, people will notice, and you can accomplish anything you want to accomplish because everyone notices effort. And I would always tell people, even if they don't like what they're doing, make sure they do it as best as they can. Because I guarantee once they're on the outside looking in, they're going to wish they had given harder effort. So.
Right.
Always just give your hardest effort.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. And y'all hear that, man. That's coming from somebody that's a professional athlete. So understand that. Like, I tell y'all that all the time, me being a barber, that I'm a barber at the end of the day, but that's just a title. I still consider myself a professional. Like, my goal is to be the very best at what I do. Like, I want to be number one in the world as far as cutting hair and being a barber. Like, that's a goal of mine. So I feel you 100,000,000% on that, Jalen.
Yes, sir.
Real, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. But, just to keep it going, man, and I really appreciate you, bro. A couple more questions, man.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the most you would ever pay for a haircut? Like, what do you think? What's the most you would ever pay for a haircut?
The most I would ever?
Yeah. Like, what would you?
I think the most I have ever paid for a haircut.
Yeah.
Was when somebody came to the locker room.
Okay.
Gave me a haircut and it was 50.
Okay, okay.
And I didn't think it was worth it, though.
and why you feel like it wasn't worth it?
Because, some of those barbers, and I don't mean to, I hope I'm not being disrespectful when I say that, but, like, they started spraying the ink in my hair because they do that, like, the fade, and I didn't like that. Because if they can't fade properly, they put the little black ink in.
Right.
And I started to get that. And I was like, hold on. And I took a shower that night, and then it started to come out, and I actually saw the fade. And it wasn't
the fade, just the fade just disappeared on you.
Yeah, it disappeared. And I was like, hold on, I paid 50 for this. And I was like, I never get.
Hey, man, that's unfortunate that happened to you, man. But, you know what I'm saying? That's how these new school young barbers, that's the thing right now. And what they fail to realize is, I really don't fault them. I fault the people that's training them, the schools and the instructors. It's their fault because you're not teaching them how to really do a proper haircut without the enhancements. Then, like you said, you're going to have people like my man Jay, who was disappointed that, you sprayed the stuff in his head, and then when you go home and shower or whatever, it comes out and the fade is gone. So it's like a waste.
It is.
So I tell cats all the time, man, you got to learn your craft. It's like, why be fancy? If you don't know the basics, how you gonna be fancy? Like,
exactly.
That's like an add-on. That's like somebody detailing a car, and then they just go the extra mile to just like clean some shit up under the car. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or add a little extra little spark to make the car do something different, that's like add-ons. So you don't necessarily have to do that. You gotta have the basics down pat,
Yep.
And then you can just do your add-ons and your enhancements and all the other stuff. But damn, Jay, I'm sorry that happened to you, brother. Your man Barber Sykes, that would have never happened, man. It's all about Sykes and the clients, man. So you know what I mean? But I ain't even never go cut you at the locker room. So whoever that cat was, they missed a great opportunity, man, to, you know what I'm saying, that could have probably further their career or you know, gave them a stamp and made them a household name. So, you know, hey, they might have lost out on the opportunity.
Yeah, maybe, because I never.
Yeah, man. So, you know, in the barber game, you really got one shot at it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you blaze that client, when you slice that client, if you do it right, they come back, and then, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole key, is to retain every client, man.
That's very fact.
Yeah. But yeah, man, Jay, I really appreciate this, man. You know what I'm saying?
Boy.
Y'all listening to the Barber Sites podcast. For those of you that don't know, I got my man Jalen Robinson, you know what I'm saying? Former player from DC United. He's about to move on to something bigger and greater. I just wish you the best, brother, and I really appreciate you, man.
I appreciate that, Barber Sites.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, you know what I'm saying? Y'all stay tuned and be on the lookout for more from Barber Sites. Be on the lookout more for my man, Jalen Robinson. Jalen, how can the people reach out to you, man? Oh, yeah, by the way, man, I still need my jersey, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just got our jerseys at the end of the year, so I got you.
All right. That's a bet. That's a bet. And also, too, Jalen, another thing, man, me and Damo, we working hard, man, to try to open a shop, whether it's going to be in Charlotte or Maryland. Man. When that happens, man, we definitely want you to come out, man, for the grand opening if you're available, bro.
Let me know. Just keep me posted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, with that being said, man, how can the people reach out to you, man? If somebody, you know what I'm saying, want to hit you up, ask you a question, or just maybe a fan just want to say what's up to you, man, how can they reach you?
All right, I'm on Instagram at jaybird, jayybird 20. And then Instagram is jayybird 15. Jaybird 15, jaybird 20.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So y'all heard it, man. It's Barber Sites, man. You got my man Jalen Robinson on here. And we out, man. Peace and love, man. Thank you.